Hello. This is the Cambridge English Starters Listening Test. Look at part one. Now look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hi. This is the park next to our house.
Wow. And do you know these children?
Yes. There's Tom. He's flying his kite.
But Tom's kite is in the tree now.
That's right.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
Who's that? The girl with the red tennis racket.
That's Grace. I like her long hair.
Yes, I like Grace's hair too.
2.
And can you see Alice?
Sorry, Alice?
Yes, she's the girl with the tablet.
Oh. The girl on the chair?
Yes. She's playing a game on it.
3.
What's that boy's name?
The boy in the gray shorts? That's Bill.
And is that Bill's bike?
Yes. It's cool.
4.
Who's that boy? He's holding some bread.
That's Matt. The bread is for the birds.
Does Matt like coming to the park?
Yes, he loves it.
5.
And who's that girl? She's running.
The girl in the pink t-shirt? That's Kim.
Oh.
Kim likes playing here too.
Well, it's a really fantastic park.
Now listen to part one again. 1.
Who's that? The girl with the red tennis racket.
That's Grace. I like her long hair.
Yes, I like Grace's hair too.
2.
And can you see Alice?
Sorry, Alice?
Yes. She's the girl with the tablet.
Oh. The girl on the chair?
Yes. She's playing a game on it.
3.
What's that boy's name?
The boy in the gray shorts? That's Bill.
And is that Bill's bike?
Yes. It's cool.
4.
Who's that boy? He's holding some bread.
That's Matt. The bread is for the birds.
Does Matt like coming to the park?
Yes, he loves it.
5.
And who's that girl? She's running.
The girl in the pink t-shirt? That's Kim.
Oh.
Kim likes playing here too.
Well, it's a really fantastic park.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Look at the picture. Listen and write a name or a number. There are two examples.
Who's this girl?
She's my friend, Pat.
Sorry, what's her name?
It's Pat. You spell that P-A-T.
How old is she?
She's 9 now.
9?
Yes. It's her birthday today.
Can you see the answers? Now you listen and write a name or a number. 1.
Pat's cousins are at her house today.
That's good. How many cousins has she got?
She's got 12.
Pardon, how many?
12. I like playing with Pat.
What's her favourite game?
The name of her favourite game is Duck.
Duck? Do you spell that D-U-C-K?
Yes, it's a very funny game.
Oh. And where does Pat like going?
She likes going to the beach.
Which one?
She likes going to Shell Beach. You spell that S-H-E-L-L.
Shell Beach. Oh, I know. It's beautiful there.
Pat likes reading, too.
Does she? How many books has she got?
She's got 20 books in her cupboard.
20? Wow!
Five.
Pat's reading her favourite book. It's about a really funny teacher.
Oh, what's the teacher's name?
His name is Mr. Lorry. You spell that L-O-R-R-Y.
Mr. Lorry? What a funny name.
Now listen to part two again. 1.
Pat's cousins are at her house today.
That's good. How many cousins has she got?
She's got 12.
Pardon, how many?
12. I like playing with Pat.
What's her favourite game?
The name of her favourite game is Duck.
Duck? Do you spell that D-U-C-K?
Yes, it's a very funny game.
Oh.
Three.
And where does Pat like going?
She likes going to the beach.
Which one?
She likes going to Shell Beach. You spell that S-H-E-L-L.
Shell Beach. Oh, I know. It's beautiful there.
Four.
Pat likes reading, too.
Does she? How many books has she got?
She's got 20 books in her cupboard.
20? Wow!
Five.
Pat's reading her favourite book. It's about a really funny teacher.
Oh? What's the teacher's name?
His name is Mr. Lorry. You spell that L-O-R-R-Y.
Mr. Lorry? What a funny name.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Look at the pictures. Now, listen and look. There is one example. Where's Lucy now?
Where's Lucy? She isn't in the living room.
I know. She's in the kitchen with Mom.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Where are you going, Mark?
I want my hat. It's in my bedroom.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. One. Who's Dad talking to on the phone?
Who's Dad talking to, Mum?
He's phoning Grandpa about dinner.
Can Alex, my friend from school, have dinner with us?
Not today.
Two. What's the crocodile doing?
I love the crocodile in this story. It's funny. It doesn't like swimming.
So what's it doing? Eating?
Not now. It's playing a guitar. Look.
Oh, yes.
Three. Where are Hugo's pens?
I can't find my pens, Grandma. They aren't on my desk.
Are those yours, Hugo? The pens under the lamp?
No, they're Sue's. Oh, mine are there. Next to the TV. I can see them now.
Good.
Four. Which boy is Sam?
Look, Dad. There's Sam. He's my new friend.
The boy in the jeans and black jacket?
Not him. Sam's got a black jacket, but he's wearing brown trousers.
Oh, yes.
Five. Which is the girl's favourite picture?
These paintings are great, Mrs. Dawe. Those flowers are beautiful.
Thank you. Which painting is your favourite? The one of the houses?
That's nice, but no. My favourite is the one of the goats. I love that.
Me too.
Now listen to part three again. 1. Who's Dad talking to on the phone?
Who's Dad talking to, Mum?
He's phoning Grandpa about dinner.
Can Alex, my friend from school, have dinner with us?
Not today.
2. What's the crocodile doing?
I love the crocodile in this story. It's funny. It doesn't like swimming.
So what's it doing? Eating?
Not now. It's playing a guitar. Look.
Oh, yes.
3. Where are Hugo's pens?
I can't find my pens, Grandma. They aren't on my desk.
Are those yours, Hugo? The pens under the lamp?
No, they're Sue's. Oh, mine are there, next to the TV. I can see them now.
Good.
4. Which boy is Sam?
Look, Dad. There's Sam. He's my new friend.
The boy in the jeans and black jacket?
Not him. Sam's got a black jacket, but he's wearing brown trousers.
Oh, yes.
5. Which is the girl's favourite picture?
These paintings are great, Mrs. Dawe. Those flowers are beautiful.
Thank you. Which painting is your favourite? The one of the houses?
That's nice, but no. My favourite is the one of the goats. I love that.
Me too.
3. Part 4. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
There's a lot of fruit in this picture. Is it a shop?
Yes, it is. Can you see the pineapple on the clock?
The pineapple on the clock? Oh, yes. Can I color it yellow, please?
Yes, you can.
Can you see the yellow pineapple? This is an example. Now you listen and color. 1.
Can you color the pineapple in the box now?
The pineapple in the box?
That's right. Color it green, please.
Okay. I love that color. There.
2.
Now, find the pineapple under the lemons.
Under the lemons?
Yes. Color that pineapple purple.
Okay. I'm doing that now.
Fantastic. Thank you.
There's a picture of a pineapple on the computer, too. Look.
On the computer? Oh, yes.
Can I color that pineapple orange?
Yes, you can. That's great.
more.
And I know. Can you see the pineapple between the two watermelons?
The one between the watermelons? Yes, I can.
Good. Color that pineapple blue.
Okay, that's funny.
Five.
And can you color this pineapple now?
Which pineapple? The one on the board?
Yes, the pineapple on the board. Color it red.
Okay, I'm coloring that one now.
Very good. Thanks.
Now listen to part four again. One.
Can you color the pineapple in the box now?
The pineapple in the box?
That's right. Color it green, please.
Okay. I love that color. There.
Now, find the pineapple under the lemons.
Under the lemons?
Yes. Color that pineapple purple.
Okay, I'm doing that now.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Three.
There's a picture of a pineapple on the computer, too. Look.
On the computer? Oh, yes.
Can I color that pineapple orange?
Yes, you can. That's great.
Four.
And I know. Can you see the pineapple between the two watermelons?
The one between the watermelons? Yes, I can.
Good. Color that pineapple blue.
Okay, that's funny.
Five.
And can you color this pineapple now?
Which pineapple? The one on the board?
Yes, the pineapple on the board. Color it red.
Okay, I'm coloring that one now.
Very good. Thanks.
That is the end of the Starters Listening Test.